Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, June 23rd. The state Senate has approved a plan to spend $1.2 billion in federal relief money to combat COVID-19. Senators voted unanimously today on a bill that nearly mirrors Governor Henry McMaster's suggestions on how to spend the money. The plan spends $500 million to reimburse a trust fund to pay unemployment benefits, another $225 million to pay for an extra week of school for many students, and $17 million for a state stockpile of protective equipment for a future pandemic. The Senate debated as South Carolina Today set records again with 824 people hospitalized with COVID-19 and more than 17% positive test rate. State public health officials today recorded 890 new confirmed cases of novel coronavirus and 14 additional deaths. Statewide, more than 26,500 have been infected by the virus and 673 killed. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control also reported 824 COVID-19-related hospitalizations. Also, the percentage of positive cases was 17.4%, the highest daily rate since the pandemic began. With the number of cases trending upward, DHEC is rolling out new media slots that encourage people to wear face masks when out in public.
You can help us stay South Carolina strong by wearing a face mask that covers your mouth and your nose anytime you're indoors and likely to encounter others, or outdoors in public spaces when social distancing is not possible.
That slot features DHEC Director of Public Health, Dr. Joan Duvey, but others feature USC basketball coach Dawn Staley and late-night host Stephen Colbert. The Charleston City Council is expected to vote tonight to remove the John C. Calhoun statue from Marion Square. The park is just down the street from Mother Emanuel AME Church, where 9 black parishioners were murdered by a racist gunman. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more.
Charleston's mayor made the announcement last week on the 5-year anniversary of the church massacre. The statue of John C. Calhoun has stood for more than 120 years, but has long been controversial because the former vice president advocated for racist policies and slavery. Mayor John Tecklenburg has said the statue will come down shortly after tonight's vote, but hasn't said when. Police are expecting more protests tonight. One person was arrested last night after those in favor of the monument and those opposed clashed. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Law enforcement officials say they've charged more than a dozen violent offenders in connection with a drug trafficking ring in the Midlands. The arrested, ages 27 to 60, face federal counts tied to conspiracy to distribute cocaine, cocaine derivatives, and opiates. U.S. Attorney Peter McCoy said law enforcement agencies obtained information that a series of shootings, armed robberies, carjackings, and drug trafficking operations were being committed by gang members around Columbia and throughout the Midlands. Much of the violence occurring in these areas was a direct result of competing drug trafficking organizations disputing over distribution territory, according to McCoy. Moving on to some economic news, potato chip maker Low Country Kettle is expanding operations in Charleston County. The company says the capital investment will add 2 new flavors to its product line and expand its reach into other territories around the state and southeast. The company expects to create 4 new jobs. Elsewhere in Greenwood County, PowerPool Plus, an industrial generator manufacturer, plans to build a new facility by the end of the year. PowerPool says the $1.5 million capital investment will grow capacity and create about 21 new jobs. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.